probably a little bit of both. We're seeing it now with the FAA controllers and these incidents of people caught napping, literally caught napping. And people say, well, that's a pretty high stress job that they have. And particularly working at night. I mean, human beings really weren't designed to work at night.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Edison fixed that up for us, but it doesn't happen. The thing that I seem to notice, and as you know, there's one guy around here they call no tech, and I rank next to him. I am low tech.
Yes.
But that said, technology is not always good, and the distraction factor, and I have been with numerous government workers, and you know, in the midst of a social situation or something, and they got beeped on their BlackBerry or their iPad or the latest whatever you call it, and they're constantly at work. And I've talked with I talked with a man the other day, and he it sounds like a wifely complaint, but he said the government BlackBerry and iPad has ruined all of our vacations recently, because his wife is a fairly high government official and she's always on call. And now the texting is with us. She's always texting people, and presumably it's work related, but I think it can be a real distraction and add to the burnout factor. I mean, I once worked for a company where they forced people to take vacations. They made you take your vacation. And some of us thought that was mean spirited because we had to, we couldn't accumulate any for a rainy day. But they said, no, we want you rested. We want you to take time out. So I think, you know, some people were burnt out when they invented the wheel. They said, ooh, this is too much.
Pushing this thing is going to be the end of it.
This is going too fast.
That's right.
But I mean, you know, you and I see it. We go, the rare times we go to the Cafe Deluxe across the street. Lunch, we see people, a lot of them from Homeland Security, which is near our office.
Uh-huh.
And they're there, and there can be four men. All four of them are on devices. They might as well be in separate rooms. And I don't know what they're doing, but it's distracting.
My classic story of that is sitting with my wife at a Redskins game a couple of years ago in seats that cost easy 90 or 100 bucks a piece, next to a couple younger than us. And they both were on BlackBerries and texting virtually, or doing something virtually the entire game, and didn't see much of the game.
I've seen that, and one thing, they're not together, and maybe the silliest thing of all was I was in a Starbucks in Bethesda, this is 2 years ago now, and there was a young man, young woman, and they were in one of those couches that's it's good enough for two people if you like each other, rather small, and they were sort of facing away from each other, and I looked at his texting, and I looked at hers, and they were texting each other. Literally were touching, parts of their anatomy were touching, and they were looking away from each other. And I said, are you guys texting each other? And they said, yeah. Like, they looked at me like
you were the weird one.
Yeah, are you crazy?
Yeah.
I'm not going to look at her and talk to her. So, you know, some of it's generational, but I do think that, Tom and Amy had an interesting guest this morning on their show.
Uh-huh.
I think that he was likening himself to Rip Van Winkle. He said he'd been out of government for, I think, 17 years to Rip's 20. But he was talking about the changes, and they said, well, has technology made things better or worse? And he said it's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Obviously, things are faster, and information is more readily available and more information. But at the same time, there's the distraction and the burnout factor.
And what are the consequences for that? How does that manifest itself in somebody's performance or in the way they relate to their coworkers or any of that?
Well, I think a lot of people are very distracted. They're hearing maybe only half of what you say. I think some people, and again, this may be a generational thing, it's not real to them unless it appears on a Palm Pilot or something, an actual flesh and blood human being standing there talking to them. It may be like a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this goes back years ago. I had just gotten out of the basic training myself. I'd been out about 2 years in the Army, and I went out for the Washington Post. I went out to Fort Belvoir, and they were training recruits in the same stuff that they had trained us. This was field stripping, a weapon, and it was a huge class, and they were all watching it on a giant television set. Now, these kids were probably 5-6 years younger than me, so it wasn't that great a divide. And I said to the training sergeant, I said, this is really smart. You get standardized training here, a standardized instructor, and you can show it all over the world through, what do they call it, kinemascope then or whatever. And he said, no, that's not why we do it. He said, when we have a real guy standing up there, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
These were television generation kids, the first generation, I guess, and they didn't. To them, it wasn't real unless it was on television.
Mm-hmm. The column that you have today at federalnewsradio.com is pretty interesting, and you present both sides of this, because there are some folks who are kind of in the anti-burnout camp, in the anti-all-the-time camp. So it's interesting to hear perspective from each side of this.
Yeah, one person who asked to remain anonymous, I won't even give the sex, but this person, if I slip and say he or she, it's a mistake. But this person said they had a colleague at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, supposed to be one of the best places in government to work. In fact, it usually ranks number one as best place to work. But this individual said that a coworker, someone in the administrative side of it, was having a baby. She was in the hospital, in the maternity room, literally in labor, having a baby, and her boss was contacting her about work. And then during her, after having the baby period, that 6-week period when people not to work, he was constantly calling this woman for help and updates. And somebody said, why are you doing this? And he said, well, I need her input. But, you know, there are times when you should say, time out.